I'd like to invite you tonight over to the book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 5. John 15, verse 5. John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus speaking, he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening, thanking you again for the privilege of assembling together as your body of believers, Lord, your local New Testament church. And we know that you gave your blood for it. We know that you love your church and that you desire to honor and glorify yourself in and through your church. And so we ask your blessings tonight on your word, on our hearts and minds, that we might hear from you, that you would be exalted and highly lifted up, and that we would be vessels for your honor and glory. And we ask you to do that work in our hearts and minds to your glory and our blessing. And we'll give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message this evening is The Same Bringeth Forth Much Fruit. The Same Bringeth Forth Much Fruit. I like that. That's positive. And God wants to do a work in our lives, and so tonight we want to consider an important revelation, really, to the child of God and understanding what God is saying to us as his children. So before I give you my points, there's just three short ones. Let me just go ahead and give them to you now. Ready? Are we fruitless or fruitful? Are we branches, and are we abiding? These are the three thoughts tonight that we'll consider. But let me ask you this. Is it God's will for us to bear fruit in our lives? Yes. All right. Is Jesus the vine and we are the branches? That's true? Okay. Is Jesus speaking to the saved or the lost here tonight? Saved. He's speaking to the saved, right? In our text, he's talking to his disciples. Now, don't answer the next two questions out loud. You can answer them to yourself, okay? Are we the branches, or do we have to ask God to make us the branches so that we can bear fruit? I want you to think about that question and just answer it to yourself. And then, is there something else we have to do, or has God already done everything that is needed for us to bear fruit? That's important. Are we asking God for a second blessing, or are we asking God for to do some kind of work in our lives, or has everything already been done? Now, when I think of Sherlock Holmes, Brother George, what does Sherlock Holmes and our scripture have to do with each other tonight? Well, when I think of Sherlock Holmes, it's kind of like when I think of Moses, I think of Charlton Heston. Forgive me for that. But when I think of Sherlock Holmes, I think of Basil Rathbone, the old Sherlock Holmes, right? And one of the interesting things about Sherlock Holmes is his talent for observation. Isn't that it, really, pretty much? He can just see things, and he takes note of all the details, and he is able to see things that the average individual cannot see, and that's what enables him to know what is happening. He can just determine by what he is seeing what has taken place. Well, we're asking God to do that for us. We don't want to pretend to have any kind of special abilities, because we don't, but we do want to ask God tonight to help us to see some things that maybe we've not considered before in a familiar text that I've preached from more than once, but this is important tonight, and so we want to consider that. And of course, Jesus is speaking to his people, and as we consider this text, we're going to find something here. Look at verse 5. The first question that I ask you to not answer out loud is, are we the branches, or do we have to ask God to make us the branches so that we can bear fruit? And the answer is right there in verse 5 in our text verse. Notice, I am the vine, and what does it say? Ye are the what? You don't have to become the branches. You already are the branches because you're in Christ, right? So we don't have to say, Lord, make me a branch so I can bear fruit. Lord, make me a branch so that I can bear fruit. That's like saying, Lord, save me, and you're already saved. You're already saved. You're already a child of the King. You're already a branch, amen? And so you don't have to ask God to do anything at all. That's already been done. And is there something else that we have to do, or has God already done everything that is needed for us to bear fruit? Back up with me to chapter 14, verse 16, and notice what the Lord is saying
And we know that the Holy Spirit hadn't descended upon the church yet, like he did on the day of Pentecost. But notice verse 16 of John 14. Jesus speaking, he says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." That's important. That's already really been done in your life and mine. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be," where? "In you." That's important. And he is already now. That's already taken place. So he's already in us. Verse 18, he says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know," listen to this, "at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." Right? So is Christ in us? And are we in Christ? And we're all in the Father that way, right? Okay, so that's important. Now, I just want to touch on something here just to let you see that this is not something, it seems so elementary maybe to our thinking, but I want you to know that when we really fully understand this, we will see some unbelievable, wonderful things taking place. When God brings us to understand these things, we won't live defeated lives, because God will be doing a work, right, as his children. But I want you to know that this is not an easy concept for any believer at any time. These were disciples that were right there in flesh and blood right before the Lord. And notice what happens here in verse 21. He says this to his disciples. Chapter 14, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Now notice the next verse here. Verse 22, "Judas saith unto him," not Iscariot, listen to the difficulty, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Did this Judas, not Iscariot, did he have a problem with understanding what the Lord was saying? And the answer is yes, he did. That's why he asked the question. So it's important. Listen, when you see something in the Bible and you don't understand it, or you don't see it taking place in your life, and the Lord says this is for the believer, this is what's to be manifested in the life of the believer, it is important for you to personally ask the Lord for yourself, "Lord, I don't understand. Help me to know this. Help me to explain it." You're not going to get it any other way. It is going to be a personal revelation in your own life, and God will show it to you. And God brings these things to pass, these spiritual understandings, maybe in the very same way through the power of his Holy Spirit, but differently for different individuals. And so sometimes people say, "Well, this is what I did to understand the fullness of God," or "This is where I got the second blessing," or, and they interpret it and they argue, but it's all really the same work of God, that it changes the life of the believer by his power and grace. Now, go to chapter 15 and look at verse 26. And I want you to understand, again, the Lord speaking here to his disciples. He says this, John 15, 26 says this, "But when the Comforter is come," that's what we've been talking about, right? The Holy Spirit. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." And notice this, "And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." Now, I want you to know specifically, he is talking to his disciples, but this word of God is intended for every believer to understand, and this truth is intended for every believer to understand and have it working in their own lives. Now, we talked a little bit about the inner man breaking out of the outer man. I see that. I just want you to know I see that. I've not yet experienced what the Lord is talking about, but I am seeking him in that. I am seeing that. Let's seek him together to do his work in our lives, because that is the work, that is what Jesus wants to do. Jesus wants to work in our lives. Is Jesus a mess up? Does Jesus make mistakes? So he's saying, "I'm going to work in your life, and then when I'm working in your life, you're going to bear much fruit." Is that the truth? Okay, now don't answer this one. Are you really bearing fruit? I'm not asking, is Jesus bearing fruit in and through your life? See, that's different. I'm not asking you if you're trying to be a good person. That's not what Jesus is asking either. And that's not what Jesus commanded. Jesus did not say, now you do your best. Did you see that anywhere in the scriptures tonight? You do your best and you love the Lord. And we know that you love the Lord. Peter loved the Lord. And this Judas right here, not Iscariot, he loved the Lord, but he had a question. I don't understand, Lord. How are you going to do that? How does that work? And he began to explain that. So let's look at our text here and let's ask this question. Are we fruitless or fruitful tonight as a believer? And let's look at verse 1 of John chapter 15. Notice what Jesus is saying to his disciples. I am the true vine. That means there's going to be other vines. That means there's going to be other people saying things that aren't true. There's going to be other antichrists as well. All right? I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That means he's the farmer. He's the one that is the cultivator. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth what? So if God is working in the life of the believer, does that mean he's failing and not bearing any fruit at all? Or did Jesus just say that when things are going in the right direction, when things are properly understood and God is working, we're going to bear much fruit? Okay? So keep that thought in mind and realize it is Jesus that is speaking, and he's explaining to us what it means to bear fruit. Because what happens is the mistake is to look at what we can and can't do, and then we're not even looking to the Lord. I can't do that. Well, God never questioned that. And never even asked us to try to do anything. He did ask us to seek him. He did ask us to seek the kingdom of heaven. He did ask us to abide in him. But that's a lot different than us doing something for God. All right? So watch this now. And here's the first thing. Here's what a lot of people... he's talking to his disciples, is he not? Tonight. In this portion of scripture, is Jesus speaking to the saved? Is he speaking to the saved? That's two of us. Are you sure? Okay, Jesus is speaking to the saved. Can the saved ever lose their salvation?
No.
All right, so let's get this lame brain idea. Is Jesus saying some people are going to die and go to hell here? No, he's not saying that. He's saying some people are going to bear fruit and God's going to cultivate that and bless that, and other people are not going to bear fruit and they're going to be really worthless. They're going to be good for nothing now. They're still saved. They're a child of God. God loves them. He'll never forsake them. But at that point and place in their life, they're not going to be producing fruit, and they're not going to be an honor to the glory of God the way that he intended. Now, Jesus Christ died on the cross to redeem the lost. Is that true? And he also died on the cross and rose again to give us a new life. Okay, and that's what we're talking about tonight. That's what the Bible is talking about tonight. And so people just run right up, it just flies right out of the head, and they go, is Jesus talking about some people are going to be burned up that are saved? No, that would go against the scriptures. So let's keep this idea in mind. He's talking about people bearing fruit and more fruit, and he's talking about people that are going to be good for nothing. Are they saved children of God? Are they going to be saved yet so as by fire? Yes, they're going to be saved yet so as by fire, but they're misunderstanding the working of God in their lives. Now, listen, do you have to pray to be a branch, or as a saved person, you are a branch already, right? You're a branch. Okay, so look at verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So the Lord is saying that the Word of God renews our mind, renews our understanding, and does a work in our hearts and minds, right? Could he possibly be talking to a lost person here? No way. There's no way that he's speaking to his people. These promises are not for the lost. These promises are for the people of God, for the people who've trusted Christ and his work alone for their salvation, all right? Now, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of what? Did you see that now? We cannot, God is not asking us to do anything of ourselves, is he? Did he just say, now this branch is going to bear fruit of itself. It's just going to go ahead and it's going to be a good person. Is that what he said? No, he said, listen, put on the Sherlock Holmes thinking cap. Look at the detail. Ask the Holy Spirit to say, what is Jesus saying to his people tonight? Is he saying that you can do anything of yourself? Why do we try to do things of ourselves for God? That just is a misunderstanding of what God is trying to do. So he says this, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. Did you see that? No more can ye except you abide in me. Why do we think this is why, because we misunderstand it. All we know is do right and don't do wrong. That's what we know, right? That's the human nature. God is saying, what was the purpose of the death, burial, and resurrection? The shedding of the blood was for the salvation of our souls. That's what God would look at. The reason why you and I have access to the throne of God is because of the blood of Christ. So listen, have you ever felt this way? I've not really been doing so hot. I don't think God wants to hear from me today. Have you ever thought that way? Gee, I don't think he wants to hear from me today. I've kind of been messing up today. How about this one? Ready? Well, today, guess what? I've been reading my Bible and praying. I think God will hear me more now. No. Listen, God only hears us and listens to us and gives his attention to us because of the blood of Christ alone. So even if we don't feel right, the blood of Christ still covers us. Yes, he does. His throne room is wide open for us to say, oh God, forgive me. And you know what he does? He forgives us. And then here's what he says. He says, you know what? Done. And then here's what we do. Well, Lord, I don't know. Maybe I better ask you again to forgive me, because I really feel bad about messing up, Lord. And the Lord's saying, what are you talking about? Because he's already forgiven. And God puts it in the sea of forgetfulness. I don't know how he does it. He can do it. All right? Okay. So, are we fruitless or fruitful? Listen to what the Lord is saying. You are clean, right, through the word. And if you're abiding, then and he's abiding in us, then there's something taking place. So now here's where we need to do business with God. Are we doing something to bear fruit for God, or is God doing something to bear fruit through us? That's a difference. Let me give you an understanding. Ready? Peter doing something for God in the strength of the flesh. Ready? Here's what Peter did. Ready? Jesus is telling all the disciples how he's going to go to the cross. Peter doing something good. Ready? Oh Lord, that shall never be. And what did the Lord say? Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God. What do you mean, Lord? Do you see how far off we are? But the things that be of men. And how about this one? Ready? Oh, Lord, they'll all forsake you. Oh, here's a better one. Ready? Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times? You like that, Lord? I was thinking 3, but I threw 7 in there, because I thought he'd be impressed with 7. Don't you think Peter thought, Lord, do you think Peter actually said something to get knocked down from the Lord? No, he said it with the full intention of hearing, Peter, you are remarkable. But you know what God thinks about our old person and our old flesh? Nothing. Listen, our 7 times, Lord, our righteousness is not any good. It is the grace of God that says, you've heard it been said, but I say unto you. You know what that is? That's the authority of God saying, this is the law, here's grace. Way above. So is God bearing his fruit of his grace in our lives? That's where we got to say, Lord, I don't understand it. It's not working. I want you to know tonight, that's where I'm at. I see it. I don't understand it. I want you to know this. I see it in the word of God. And I'm bringing it before the Lord to say, work that out in my life. I think, now this is just my conjecture on my part, okay? I think it would honor the Lord Jesus Christ to no ends for his whole church to say the same thing. Lord, I want to see you work in my life. I want to see, I want to understand what it means to abide in the vine. I'm a branch. I know I'm a branch. But help me to see how you're going to bear fruit through me. Help me to understand that truth. All right? Now, here's the second point, and that's the question that you already know the answer to. Are we branches? You don't have to pray and ask God to make you a branch. You already are a branch. You don't need to ask God to save you if you're saved, do you? You've already been saved. All right, look at verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Okay, now listen. According to God and what he wants to see in your life and mine as believers, don't answer this one out loud. Are we bearing much fruit? I'll give you my answer. No. I'm not caught up in the sins of the world, but I want to see God's fruit in my life. Okay? I'm not doing anything I think that I shouldn't be doing, but I want to see God work in my life, right? I want to see his kindness and his gentleness because mine's limited. Mine's very limited. All right? I want to see his fruit in my life. Okay. So are we bearing much fruit? Now, let me ask you this question. Once again, this is important. Is he speaking to the saved tonight? He's not talking to lost people. So what he's saying is, here's how you can be an honor and a glory to the name of God, and here's how you can fail to be an honor and a glory to God. So ready? He says, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Jesus says, for without me you can do what? Nothing. Nothing. Now that doesn't mean that you can't do, that doesn't mean that you can't function in life. You can do all kinds of things, just not to the glory of God. There's all kinds of things that you can do even for God, not to the glory of God. All right? They're still our ideas. That's not, God's not asked us, okay, take the wheel from here. See if you can steer it into the port of heaven's door. Amen? No, that's not what he's saying. Now, verse 6, if a man abide not in me. Now, well, let me ask you again now. Are these saved people he's speaking to? So are you telling me that Jesus is telling us that we as saved people cannot abide in him? Yeah, that's what it's saying, isn't it? All right, so now watch this. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned, right? You know what he's saying is, you're going to be saved, yet so as by fire, but your life is going to be what for the glory of God? Nothing. Nothing. Can a saved person lose their salvation? No. So it cannot be talking about them losing their salvation. All right? Now, the last thought. Are we abiding? Just two verses left. Are we abiding? And then here's the challenge tonight. For you to bring it before the Lord and say, okay, Lord, make that make sense to me. Give me a heart to seek after this truth that you've given to your disciples. Ready? Verse 7. Jesus said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Listen. It didn't say ye shall ask for certain things, did it? It said ye shall ask for what ye will. But that's not really saying what we will. That is really saying that I have completely yielded. I am abiding in the vine. I'm wanting God to bear fruit. Not my fruit, not my will, but his will in my life. Now listen to this. Please, I don't want to scare you tonight. I'm not saying that if we're right with the Lord, you're going to ask God for whatever you want. No, you're not going to ask God for anything that you want. You're going to be in tune with the Spirit of God, and you're going to know just like Peter did, right? This lame man from his mother's womb was begging, asking alms, right? And he was hoping to get something from Peter and John. And what did Peter say to him? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and... How did Peter know how to do that? Did he just do that on his own? And then when he got into the temple, the people started looking at Peter and John, and then he got to even say a little bit more to them about, hey, why are you looking at us as if by our own power we've done this, we've made this man whole? And so how did they, listen, is our God the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then why are we thinking that the church is just going to be part of this powerless situation? Why? Why? Has God changed? No. No. It's the faith of God's people that is lacking in the promises already made and given by God to his people. All right? So watch this. Ready? Listen. Was God's intent when he saved you to bring honor and glory to his name? Let's try that again. Was God's intent when he saved you for your life and my life to bring honor and glory to his name?
Amen.
Or did he just say, well, you just waddle through this life and you just, you know, go through the muck and the mire and you just, you know, live a sinful life. You're saved, bless God, and that'll glorify me. Is that what he, no, that's not what he said. He said, you're the light of the world now. He said, you're the salt of the earth now. He said, we're a peculiar people. Has that changed? He said, we're a royal priesthood. He said, we are to honor and glorify. Now listen, now watch this. Our God has not changed. And look at verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Now he's more specific here. Ready? Watch this. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified that you do what? That you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. When we're in tune, listen, was Paul in tune with the Spirit of God? He was. Was he asking things for himself? No. Was Peter, listen, you know what he was looking for? Where does God want me to go? What does God want me to do? Right? He's not, he didn't say, okay, now this is what I think. Now he had a heart to go somewhere, but God redirected him at different times. And likewise, in your life and mine, the same could be true. But if we're not hearing from the Lord, if we're not believing God can lead us, then we're all by ourselves. And that's not what God intended for your salvation and my salvation to be. So tonight, listen, Jesus said to his disciples, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Do you know who the same are? Those who are abiding in Christ. So here's the problem. In God's people today, in my life today, is the understanding of what it means. Oh God, help me to understand and to walk in what you've already done that I might abide in you completely. That is simply an opportunity for every believer to go to your, by yourself. Now listen, if we're not careful, we'll just take that message, we'll just tuck it away in the Bible somewhere, and we'll just close up the book and open up another page another day. Or we can say, No, Lord. I don't wanna be a mediocre Christian. I know what the world is doing, and I'm sorry about the condition of the church, but I want to be found faithful. I want to seek you, and I want you to do your will in my life. And so tonight, God says, really, I'm convinced, if you'll seek me, he's still saying it, isn't he? What will happen? You'll find me. And if we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll take care of everything else. Matthew 6:33. So God is still asking us to seek him. And it would honor and glorify him if we would just say, Lord, I don't understand. Tonight you might say, Brother George, I don't know if I understand half of everything you said. Well, we might be pretty close together then. But it's in the Bible, is it not? Lord, help me to understand how to abide in you so that you would be honored and glorified. You paid a great price for my life, and I want you to do with it as you will. Wow. Is God worthy of that? And some, isn't he? And some. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the knowledge that it imparts. Lord, may we by faith trust in what you've said, act upon it, and call upon you to show us what you meant by abiding in the vine, and that we are the branches, and that when we are abiding, you are bearing fruit in and through our lives, because without you, we know we can do nothing. And we don't want to be powerless Christians, Lord. We want to be an honor and a glory to your name. So bless your word tonight. Bless your people and build your church. And we'll praise and thank you. Bless as we break off our prayer, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.